I still remember the incident last year when our entire AWS environment was compromised due to a simple configuration mistake in our Ansible playbook. It was a role-based playbook architecture that was supposed to streamline our deployment process, but it ended up causing a major outage. And what made it even worse was that we were using AWX for at-scale execution, but we hadn't properly integrated it with our secrets management system, which was Ansible Vault, and we were also using HashiCorp Vault for some of our other secrets, but the integration was not seamless. And that's when I realized the importance of idempotency patterns and testing with Molecule, because if we had done that, we would have caught the mistake before it went to production.
What makes that even harder is when you're dealing with network automation use cases, because a small mistake can have a ripple effect across your entire infrastructure. And that's why CIS benchmark enforcement with Ansible is so crucial, because it provides a set of predefined rules and configurations that you can use to harden your environment. And we've actually seen this in action when we worked with a client who was using Ansible to automate their network configuration. And they were able to enforce CIS benchmarks across their entire environment, which significantly reduced their risk posture. And they were also using dynamic inventories with AWS and Azure, which made it easy to manage their infrastructure across multiple cloud providers.
We actually ran into a similar issue last quarter when we were working with a client who was using event-driven Ansible to automate their CI/CD pipeline, and they were experiencing issues with playbook execution because they were using a combination of Ansible Vault and HashiCorp Vault, and the integration was not properly configured. And that's when we realized the importance of proper secrets management, because if you're not managing your secrets properly, you're leaving yourself open to a whole range of security risks. And that's why I push back on the idea that Ansible is just a simple automation tool, because when you're dealing with complex enterprise environments, you need to consider the security implications of your automation. And that's where AWX comes in, because it provides a centralized platform for managing your automation, and it integrates seamlessly with Ansible Vault and HashiCorp Vault.
I'd push back on that a bit, because while AWX is a great tool for managing your automation, it's not a replacement for proper testing and validation. Because at the end of the day, automation is only as good as the playbooks that you're running. And if you're not testing those playbooks thoroughly, you're going to end up with issues like the one we saw last year. And that's why I think idempotency patterns and testing with Molecule are so important, because they allow you to test your playbooks in a controlled environment and catch any mistakes before they go to production. And we've actually seen this in action when we worked with a client who was using Molecule to test their Ansible playbooks. And they were able to catch a critical issue that would have caused a major outage. And they were also using Ansible's built-in testing features, such as the check flag, which allows you to run your playbooks in dry run mode and see what changes would be made without actually making them.
The thing most teams miss about that is that it's not just about testing your playbooks, it's about testing your entire automation pipeline. Because when you're dealing with complex enterprise environments, you have multiple teams and stakeholders involved, and you need to make sure that everyone is on the same page. And that's where role-based access control, RBAC, comes in, because it allows you to define roles and permissions for your automation and ensure that only authorized personnel have access to sensitive resources. And we've actually implemented this at our company using Ansible's built-in RBAC features. And it's been a game changer, because it's allowed us to scale our automation without sacrificing security. And we're also using Ansible's integration with Active Directory and LDAP to manage our user churn. Identities and permissions, which has streamlined our authentication and authorization process.
What makes that even more important is when you're dealing with cloud providers like AWS and Azure, because they have their own set of security requirements and compliance regulations. And if you're not meeting those requirements, you're putting your entire environment at risk. And that's why CIS benchmark enforcement with Ansible is so crucial, because it provides a set of predefined rules and configurations that you can use to harden your environment. And we've actually seen this in action when we worked with a client who was using Ansible to automate their cloud security, and they were able to enforce CIS benchmarks across their entire environment, which significantly reduced their risk posture. And they were also using dynamic inventories with AWS and Azure, which made it easy to manage their infrastructure across multiple cloud providers. And they were using Ansible's built-in cloud modules, such as the OSEC 2 and Azure Jordan SIN modules, to manage their cloud resources.
We've also seen the importance of event-driven Ansible in this space because it allows you to automate your response to security incidents and ensure that you're meeting your compliance requirements. And we've actually implemented this at our company using Ansible's integration with tools like Splunk and ELK to automate our security incident response. And it's been a huge success because it's allowed us to respond to security incidents in real time and ensure that we're meeting our compliance requirements. And we're also using Ansible's built-in security features, such as the security context module, to manage our security context and ensure that our playbooks are running with the correct permissions and privileges.
I'd push back on that a bit, because while event-driven Ansible is a great tool for automating your security incident response, it's not a replacement for proper security planning and design, because at the end of the day, security is only as good as the design of your environment. And if you're not designing your environment with security in mind, you're going to end up with issues like the one we saw last year. And that's why I think it's so important to consider security from the ground up and use tools like Ansible to automate and enforce your security policies. And we've actually seen this in action when we worked with a client who was using Ansible to automate their security compliance, and they were able to enforce their security policies across their entire environment, which significantly reduced their risk posture. And they were also using Ansible's built-in compliance features, such as the compliance module, to manage their compliance requirements and ensure that they were meeting their regulatory requirements.
Ansible's compliance module is just one aspect of its security capabilities, and when combined with other tools like AWX, it provides a robust framework for managing security policies and compliance requirements across the enterprise. And we've seen clients use AWX to create customized compliance playbooks that integrate with their existing security information and event management systems. And this allows them to automate the collection and analysis of compliance data and generate reports that meet their regulatory requirements. And another key aspect of Ansible's security capabilities is its support for secrets management, which is critical for protecting sensitive data like passwords and API keys. And Ansible provides a number of tools and features for managing secrets, including the Ansible Vault command, which allows you to encrypt sensitive data at rest, and the Ansible Tower command, which allows you to manage secrets in AWX.
One real-world example that comes to mind is a client who was using Ansible to automate their deployment of Apache Kafka, and they needed to manage the sensitive configuration data for their Kafka brokers, and they used Ansible's secrets management features to encrypt the configuration data and store it in a secure location. And they also used AWX to manage the deployment and configuration of their Kafka cluster, which included integrating with their existing monitoring and logging tools. And this allowed them to automate the entire deployment and configuration process while also ensuring that their sensitive data was protected. And another key aspect of this deployment was the use of Ansible's role-based access control features, which allowed them to define fine-grained access controls for their Kafka cluster and ensure that only authorized personnel had access to sensitive data and configuration settings.
Another war story that comes to mind is a client who is using Ansible to automate their deployment of a complex enterprise application, and they needed to integrate with a number of different systems and tools, including their existing identity and access management system. And their security information and event management system, and they used Ansible's integration points with these systems to automate the deployment and configuration process. And they also used Ansible's advanced use cases, such as its support for multi-tenancy and containerization, to deploy and manage the application in a highly scalable and secure manner. And one of the key challenges they faced was integrating with their existing security tools and processes. And they used Ansible security considerations, such as its support for encryption and access, controls to ensure that their deployment was secure and compliant with their regulatory requirements.
In terms of enterprise patterns, one key aspect is the use of Ansible's role-based architecture to define and manage complex enterprise deployments. And this allows you to break down complex deployments into smaller, more manageable components and manage each component independently. And another key aspect is the use of Ansible's integration points with other enterprise tools and systems, such as monitoring and logging tools, and security information and event management systems. And this allows you to automate the entire deployment and management process, while also ensuring that you have visibility into the performance and security of your deployment. And one of the key benefits of using Ansible in this way is that it allows you to define and manage complex enterprise deployments in a highly scalable and secure manner, while also reducing the risk of human error and improving overall efficiency.
Advanced use cases for Ansible include its support for containerization and multi-tenancy, which allows you to deploy and manage complex applications in a highly scalable and secure manner. And another key aspect is its support for cloud and hybrid cloud deployments, which allows you to deploy and manage applications across multiple cloud providers and on-premises environments. And this requires careful consideration of security and compliance requirements, as well as integration with existing security tools and processes. And one of the key challenges is managing the complexity of these deployments and ensuring that you have visibility into the performance and security of your deployment. And Ansible provides a number of tools and features to help with this, including its support for monitoring and logging and its integration points with other enterprise tools and systems.
Security considerations for Ansible deployments include the use of encryption and access controls to protect sensitive data, as well as the use of secure protocols for communication between nodes. And another key aspect is the use of Ansible's built-in security features, such as its support for SEL Linux and AppArmor to harden the security of your deployment. And this requires careful consideration of the security requirements of your deployment, as well as the integration with existing security tools and processes. And one of the key benefits of Ansible in this way is that it allows you to define and manage complex security policies and compliance requirements in a highly scalable and secure manner, while also reducing the risk of human error and improving overall efficiency. And another key aspect is the use of Ansible's integration points with other security tools and systems, such as security information and event management systems, to automate the collection and analysis of security data.
In terms of real-world examples, one key aspect is the use of Ansible to automate the deployment and configuration of security tools and systems, such as firewalls and intrusion detection systems. And this allows you to define and manage complex security policies and compliance requirements in a highly scalable and secure manner, while also reducing the risk of human error and improving overall efficiency. And another key aspect is the use of Ansible's integration points with other security tools and systems, such as security information and event management systems, to automate the collection and analysis of security data. And this requires careful consideration of the security requirements of your deployment, as well as the integration with existing security tools and processes. And one of the key benefits of using Ansible in this way is that it allows you to define and manage complex security policies and compliance requirements in a highly scalable and secure manner.
War stories with specific tool configs include the use of Ansible to automate the deployment and configuration of complex enterprise applications, such as Apache Kafka and Apache Cassandra, and this requires careful consideration of the security requirements of your deployment, as well as the integration with existing security tools and processes. And one of the key benefits of using Ansible in this way is that it allows you to define and manage complex security policies and compliance requirements in a highly scalable and secure manner, while also reducing the risk of human error and improving overall efficiency. And another key aspect is the use of Ansible's integration points with other security tools and systems, such as security information and event management systems, to automate the collection and analysis of security data. And this allows you to have visibility into the performance and security of your deployment and make data-driven decisions to improve the security and compliance of your deployment.
Enterprise patterns for Ansible include the use of its role-based architecture to define and manage complex enterprise deployments, and this allows you to break down complex deployments into smaller, more manageable components and manage each component independently. And another key aspect is the use of Ansible's integration points with other enterprise tools and systems, such as monitoring and logging tools, and security information and event management systems. And this allows you to automate the entire deployment and management process, while also ensuring that you have visibility into the performance and security of your deployment. And one of the key benefits of using Ansible in this way is that it allows you to define and manage complex enterprise deployments in a highly scalable and secure manner, while also reducing the risk of human error and improving overall efficiency.
Integration points for Ansible included support for APIs and other integration protocols, such as REST and SSH, and this allows you to integrate Ansible with other enterprise tools and systems, such as monitoring and logging tools, and security information and event management systems. And another key aspect is the use of Ansible's modules and plugins to extend its capabilities and integrate with other tools and systems. And this requires careful consideration of the security requirements of your deployment, as well as the integration with existing security tools and processes. And one of the key benefits of using Ansible in this way is that it allows you to define and manage complex security policies and compliance requirements in a highly scalable and secure manner, while also reducing the risk of human error. And
security hardening for Ansible includes the use of its built-in security features, such as its support for SES Linux and AppArmor to harden the security of your deployment. And another key aspect is the use of Ansible's integration points with other security tools and systems, such as security information and event management systems, to automate the collection and analysis of security data. And this requires careful consideration of the security requirements of your deployment, as well as the integration with existing security tools and processes. And one of the key benefits of using Ansible in this way is that it allows you to define and manage complex security policies and compliance requirements in a highly scalable and secure manner, while also reducing the risk of human error and improving overall efficiency. And another key aspect is the use of Ansible's support for encryption and access controls to protect sensitive data. The use of Ansible's encryption and access controls is particularly important when dealing with sensitive data, such as secrets management, where Ansible Vault can be used to store and manage sensitive data and then integrate with other tools and systems, such as HashiCorp's Vault, to provide a centralized secrets management solution. And another key aspect is the use of Ansible's built-in support for role-based access control to limit user access to sensitive data and resources, and this requires careful consideration of the security requirements of your deployment, as well as the integration with existing security tools and processes. And one of the key benefits of using Ansible in this way is that it allows you to define and manage complex security policies and compliance requirements in a highly scalable and secure.
In real-world examples, we've seen enterprises use Ansible to automate the deployment and management of complex security systems, such as intrusion detection and prevention systems, and firewalls and This requires careful consideration of the security requirements of your deployment, as well as the integration with existing security tools and processes. And one of the key benefits of using Ansible in this way is that it allows you to define and manage complex security policies and compliance requirements in a highly scalable and secure manner. And another key aspect is the use of Ansible's support for integration with other security tools and systems, such as security orchestration, automation, and response tools to automate the collection and analysis of security data. And this can be achieved through the use of Ansible's integration points with other security tools and systems, such as APIs and message queues.
For example, in one war story, we worked with an enterprise that was using Ansible to automate the deployment and management of a complex network security architecture, including firewalls, intrusion, detection and prevention systems, and virtual private networks, and this required careful consideration of the security requirements of their deployment, as well as the integration with existing security tools and processes. And one of the key benefits of using Ansible in this way was that it allowed them to define and manage complex security policies and compliance requirements in a highly scalable and secure manner. And another key aspect was the use of Ansible's support for encryption and access controls to protect sensitive data, such as SSL/TLS certificates and private keys, and this was achieved through the use of Ansible's built-in support for SSL/TLS encryption, as well as integration with external tools and systems such as HashiCorp's Vault.
In terms of enterprise patterns, we've seen a number of common use cases for Ansible in security automation, including the use of Ansible to automate the deployment and management of security systems, such as firewalls and intrusion detection and prevention systems, and the use of Ansible to automate the collection and analysis of security data, such as logs and network traffic. And this requires careful consideration of the security requirements of your deployment, as well as the integration with existing security tools and processes. And one of the key benefits of using Ansible in this way is that it allows you to define and manage complex security policies and compliance requirements in a highly scalable and secure manner. And another key aspect is the use of Ansible support for integration with other security tools and systems, such as security information and event management systems, to automate the collection and analysis of security data.
Another advanced use case for Ansible and security automation is the use of Ansible to automate the deployment and management of cloud security architectures, including cloud-based firewalls, intrusion detection and prevention systems, and virtual private networks, and this requires careful consideration of the security requirements of your deployment, as well as the integration with existing security tools and processes. And one of the key benefits of using Ansible in this way is that it allows you to define and manage complex security policies and compliance requirements in a highly scalable and secure manner. And another key aspect is the use of Ansible's support for integration with cloud-based security tools and systems, such as cloud security gateways and cloud access security brokers, to automate the collection and analysis of security data, and this can be achieved through the use of Ansible's integration points with cloud-based security tools and systems, such as APIs and message queues.
In terms of integration points, we've seen a number of common integration points for Ansible and security automation, including the use of Ansible's APIs to integrate with other security tools and systems, such as security information and event management systems, and the use of Ansible's message queues to integrate with other security tools and systems, such as security orchestration, automation, and response tools. And this requires careful consideration of the security requirements of your deployment, as well as the integration with existing security tools and processes. And one of the key benefits of using Ansible in this way is that it allows you to define and manage complex security policies and compliance requirements in a highly scalable and secure manner. And another key aspect is the use of Ansible's support for encryption and access controls to protect sensitive data, such as SSL/TLS certificates and private keys.
So to wrap up, my key takeaways from our conversation today are, firstly, the importance of integrating Ansible with existing security tools and processes. Secondly, the need to carefully consider the security requirements of your deployment. And lastly, the benefits of using Ansible's built-in support for encryption and access controls to protect sensitive data.
I agree with those, but I'd like to add a few of my own. For me, the use of Ansible roles for security hardening is crucial, as it allows for consistent and repeatable deployment of security near comfortable. Configurations. I also think the use of AWX for automating and delegating security tasks is a game changer. And finally, the ability to manage secrets and sensitive data in a secure manner is essential for any enterprise deployment.
Absolutely. I think we're on the same page there. Although, I do think that the integration with existing security tools and processes is often overlooked, and it's an area where people can really struggle to get it right.
I see what you mean. But for me, the use of Ansible roles and playbooks is where the real power lies. If you can define and manage your security configurations in a consistent and repeatable way, then you're already most of the way there. The integration with existing tools is important, but it's secondary to getting the fundamentals right.
I think we're going to have to agree to disagree on that one. But either way, I think our listeners will have a lot to take away from this conversation. Thanks for joining me, Diana.
Likewise, Daniel. It's been a great discussion. And to our listeners, thanks for tuning in. Don't forget to subscribe to our podcast for more conversations about Ansible, automation, and security. Until next time, goodbye.